This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 380 for Thursday, May 5th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday, seeing a recovery after trading to both sides of unchanged earlier in the day. Canola up 9 to over $16 at the final bell. July up $16.90 at $1,161.50 per ton. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, which is down over 0.75 cents, accounted for some of the strength in canola, with ongoing concerns over tight old crop supplies and new crop production also underpinning the futures. While seeding is underway in western parts of the western prairies, the eastern prairies are being delayed due to wet conditions, with seeding likely at least 2 weeks away from starting in Manitoba. Weakness in Chicago soy oil did put some pressure on canola throughout the day, tempering the advances. In the U.S., soybean and wheat futures were mostly higher. Corn traded to both sides of unchanged, but ended up as well. The gains in beans came despite a downturn in soy oil, as the product spreads saw some readjustment. July soybeans up 6 cents at $16.47 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included 734,000 tons of old crop business and an additional 407,000 tons for the new crop year. Those sales were in line with expectations. The Malaysian palm oil market was lower today after being closed for holidays earlier this week. That weakness spilled into other oilseed markets and accounted for the losses in soy oil. The slow start to spring seeding across much of the Midwest did remain supportive. Corn, it bounced around today, ending higher, taking direction from a rally in wheat. July corn up 3 cents at $7.97 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of about 1.5 million tons were evenly split between the old and new crop. Wheat futures, they posted solid gains, up 32 cents in the Minneapolis spring wheat July contract at $12.08 per bushel. Kansas City leading wheat higher, up 53 cents in July at $11.77 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's up 30 cents in the July contract at $11.06 per bushel. Ideas India may curb wheat exports remained supportive after hot weather cut into production there. In addition, persistent dryness concerns for the southern U.S. plains and wetness delaying spring wheat seeding in the north also underpinned the futures. Ongoing uncertainty over the conflict in Ukraine continued to overhang the market as well. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 5th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.